Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Death toll has risen to at least 16, possibly more, after a Bangladesh Air Force jet crashed into a school in Dhaka. The jet slammed into the campus as the students were attending class and taking tests.
The IDF questioned.
At least 100 injuries in this landing. Gaza saw its deadliest weekend yet for aid seekers, as more than 80 people were killed when Israeli troops opened fire at aid distribution sites across Gaza.
The IDF questioning the casualty figures, saying they fired to remove a, quote, immediate threat. With no end to the war in sight, most days now, dozens of Palestinians are reported killed as they try to get food. Israel saying it will now expand its ground operation into a new area of central Gaza, ordering tens of thousands to move again.
ABC's Patrick Reeval. Russia has launched another target aerial assault on Ukraine hours before UK and German talks were to begin. This is ABC News. In Washington, growing bipartisan pressure to release all the information in the Epstein files. Here's ABC's Catherine Falders.
There's lots of questions about what exactly appears in these Epstein files. So we're not talking about the grand jury stuff for a second, but the files that now the administration says they're not releasing. And we already know that there's prominent figures that appear in these files, files that have already been publicly released, whether it's names on flight logs. Trump appears on some names of those flight logs, Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs. He appears in an address book, for example, but there's still a lot of unanswered questions about what else people might see here. It's not just Donald Trump, it's other prominent figures we've reported on. Bill Clinton, for example, appears in some of these flight logs. Of course, everybody who I just mentioned denies any wrongdoing.
Some, like lawmakers, are pushing for a vote on transparency. Officials in Texas have narrowed a list of about 160 people listed as still missing following the Texas flash flooding on July 4th down to just five names. The death toll, 134. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Dad, are we there yet? I wonder what went through my dad's head when I asked that question so many years ago. Think about it, Tim. If we were there, I would have stopped driving. Hello? Are we there yet? There's an anticipation exploding from that question. We imagine images of what is waiting for us when we reach our destination. What will we see? Who will be there to greet us? What kind of adventures will we have? The question also implies that we know we haven't arrived yet. We could settle for what we've experienced already and be okay. But we have this inner sense that there must be more. If we stop driving forward, we will never experience what is meant to be. The Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Are we there yet? No. But someday we will be, so keep driving on. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort savings and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
This Wednesday at the Richland Cattle Center. Don't miss your chance to buy or sell quality dairy cattle.
weekly consignments include fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred and open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull plus baby heifer and bull calves. Receiving cattle 7 days a week. Visit their website for daily updates. For more information, call Junior Hipch at 585-3700. That's 585-3700 for the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca.
Summer's in full swing, and so are the postseason Kinsey Planter deals at Johnson Tractor. All July, you can lock in special pricing while the sun's high and inventory less. Upgrade your operation now, beat the rush, and get expert help from the team every step of the way. Make the summer count. Visit Johnson Tractor or browse Kinsey Planters online. The best deals of the year are waiting, but only through July.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet weather right around here once again today with high pressure in control. We are tracking some showers and storms in the eastern Dakotas and northwest Minnesota, as well as down toward Missouri and southern Illinois. Both of those areas should stay away from us for today as high pressure is still locked in near Wisconsin and Michigan. As the high slowly moves away, we'll see increasing heat and humidity move into our area for the mid part of the week. In fact, dangerous heat indices are expected Wednesday into Thursday, when those numbers could push 100 degrees or a bit higher, so be careful with that. Otherwise, we'll have chances of scattered showers and storms with this hot and humid air mass. The best chance right around here will come Wednesday into Thursday, but with a lingering boundary nearby Friday into the weekend, still could be a few pockets of rain in the region. Certainly bears watching, as some of these could produce some heavy downpours. Otherwise, for today, partly sunny and seasonal, high temperature near 81, east-southeast wind up to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 63. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and more humid. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a high near 84. The wind southeasterly up to 10. Tomorrow night, muggy with a continued slight chance of a thunderstorm, low at 73. Wednesday, partly cloudy, very hot and humid. High temperature 94 with heat indices up around 100 degrees or higher. Heading into Thursday, partly or mostly cloudy, still hot and sticky. Showers and storms likely, especially by afternoon. Low near 72, high of 89. Friday, more clouds and sun, and it will be muggy with a few showers and storms possible, high about 86. Saturday, sun peaks and humid, 40% chance of showers or storms, high 88. And Sunday, partly cloudy and steamy, high temperature 91. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 65 degrees. Yesterday's high was 80. Well, the record high going back to the year of 1901.
July 21st, it was 104 degrees. Record low, 45, set in 1970. Last year's high, 82, and the low, 64. Sunset will occur at 8:35 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:41. Coming up for tomorrow, we have a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. Barometer is at 3014. That remains steady. Our overnight low is 56. Right now it is 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation. And also sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Phil Nee. We'll take a look at some local and area notes coming up here. Also, those incredible Brewers now on a 10-game streak. Pat Murphy calls them a bunch of no-names. More details coming up.
Your local Napa Auto Parts stores in Richland Center and Boscobel have all the gear to keep your summer rolling. Get Milwaukee half-inch socket sets for just $69.99 and freshen up with Little Trees 3-packs, 2 for $6. Need cleanup power? Sellers Blue Shop towels and crocodile cloths are only $19.99. Towing this summer? Get the Hopkins View Smart Trailer Camera for just $149.99. And for the finishing touch, grab Griot's Garage Wash and Wax. Stop into Napa in Richland Center or Boscobel and get the good stuff.
It's time to take a look at sports. First of all, on the local and area scene, Sunday League home talent baseball. The regular season came to a close yesterday. Cazenovia lost to Mazamani during the Cazenovia celebration. 11-4 was the final score. Rio over Wisconsin Dells, 7-2. Sun Prairie, 7, and Columbus, 4. Middleton was a winner against Ashton, 10-6. Cross Plains over Wanakee, 4-3. Muscadet needed a win to get into the playoffs, and they lost 10-9 to Argyle. The Mudcats had a couple of runners on in the ninth inning, but couldn't pull it off, and their season comes to an end. A couple of players will be representing in the Home Talent Baseball All-Star Game, including Mason Atkins and Casey Layton, and manager Terry Zebarth will be one of the coaches as well. Belleville was a winner, 2-0 over Hollandale. It was Schulzberg-Benton, 4-3 winners against Wyota. Verona, 10, Dodgeville, 1. And DeForest over Poinette, 11-8. Arena was a winner over the weekend, 13-3 over Ridgeway. They've had a good season. As a result, they'll get a home game in the playoffs. Arena earned a number 3 seed in this year's playoffs, and they will host number 6 Hollandale Sunday at 1. Number 4 Schulzberg will host number 5 Belleville this weekend in the Western Section playoffs. Verona is the number 1 seed. They will host Wyota this weekend. 7th seed Pine Bluff Mount Hora will play at number 2 Blanchardville. The 2025 Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Football Games were held over the weekend at Titan Stadium in Oshkosh. The WFCA All-Star Games serve as a fundraiser for the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. This year, coaches and players raised more than $350,000. The 8-player All-Star Game on Friday saw the North defeat the South 53-32. A few local players had a chance to play in the game, including Highlands Wes Krasinger, who caught a touchdown pass for the South from Abundant Life's Jonah Kuhn. Elsewhere in the South squad small schools against the North squad, it was a loss by the South, the North winning 19-12 in the first game played Saturday afternoon at UW Oshkosh. The North had a chance to salt it away in the closing moments, but the South was able to force and recover a fumble with a minute 33 left to keep their hopes alive. However, despite crossing midfield, a final desperation pass at the buzzer was broken up, preserving the victory for the North. Anders Staxton of Westby scored a touchdown in that. It was a touchdown reception from Jackson Menzel of Lake Country Lutheran, the quarterback. And Jackson Bender of Royal rushed for 93 yards on just 3 carries in the game. The North completed a sweep in the All-Star football games in the large school division. The final score, 28-6. The North getting the win over the South. The South was led in rushing by Owen Primesberger of Mount Horeb-Barneveld, who had 50 yards rushing for the South. Well, the Simon Shark swim team will make their first trip in over a decade to Schulzburg. They'll return to the Simon's Recreation Complex after tonight's meet for a Wednesday evening last home meet of the season. At the home meet, the Sharks will be hosting their annual Baby Shark Race, where younger siblings of swimmers get their chance to swim the race. It gets underway at 5 o'clock on Wednesday. A 10-game winning streak has the Brewers tied for first in the National League Central Division standings. Milwaukee survived a shaky ninth inning when Mookie Betts flied out with the bases loaded to end a 6-5 win. The Dodgers couldn't hold an early three-run lead to avoid the sweep. Jose Quintana earned his seventh victory. Manager Pat Murphy was pleased with the weekend play.
I think you got to, you know, understand that this is a bunch of people that, you know, have gotten to this point and just kept clawing away. You know, they're hungry. And I'm really, really proud of them, but we got work to do. You know, we got work to do to improve in every area we can, but we can at least feel like we're capable.
The Brewers are a bunch of no-names, he says.
It's a bunch of guys nobody's ever heard of. Like I said, I was no disrespect to the great fans of Japan baseball, but they can't name five players in our lineup. And today, for sure, they can't name five. They can't name two in today's lineup. And that's just a credit to hungry players. And, you know, the Dodgers are running into tough luck, and they're not playing their best baseball, and they'll get back on track and be a juggernaut that they are. But you know, I'm still proud of our club and what they did, and you know how they competed in big situations, and yeah, you know, a bunch of average Joes.
The Brewers will move on to Seattle. It's an 8:40 first pitch time tonight. Brandon Woodruff at 1-0 comes into the game. He will take on the Mariners' George Kirby, who comes in with a record of 4-4. Elsewhere, the Cubs lost to Boston 6-1 as the Brewers clawed their way into first place. It was San Diego 8-1 over Washington, the Mets 3, Cincinnati 2, Arizona 5-3 over St. Louis. In the American League, Baltimore 5, Tampa Bay 3, Cleveland 8, the Athletics 2, Houston 11, Seattle 3, Detroit 2-1 over Texas. An interleague play, Toronto 8-6 over San Francisco, the Yankees 4, Atlanta 2, White Sox 7, Pittsburgh 2, the Angels 8-2 over Philadelphia, Kansas City 7, Miami 4, Minnesota 7-1 over Colorado. Packer news. Today, three young Packer players have been singled out as offering the potential to become breakout stars. Athlon Sports released its 22-man team over the weekend. Offensive lineman Jordan Morgan was described as having quick feet and active hands as he fights for a starting job. Defensive lineman Lucas Van Ness could offer some disruptive production this fall in Green Bay. And linebacker Edgerrin Cooper could become a prominent playmaker in his second season in the NFL. Training camp for the Packers starts on Wednesday. Packers quarterback Jordan Love and wife Ronica were at the Love Youth Football Camp on Thursday at University School Campus north of Milwaukee. 600 kids took part from grade school to high school. More girls were on hand this year as well, many now playing in flag football leagues. It benefits Hands of Love Foundation to fund programs to promote kids being involved in sports. He gets them shoes and equipment and creates teams and leagues and playing time on the fields as well. Jordan Love says they're trying to de-stress the kids.
I mean, there's so many different layers of mental health and just creating awareness for that. But I think, like I said, having kids come out here and just be around other kids their age and interact with those kids, you know, make friendships. And I think those are the things that are going to carry them on and into the future and hopefully have a positive impact on their mental health.
And a Portland newspaper reports guard Damian Lillard wasn't happy during his 2 years playing with the Bucks. A story in the Oregon paper says Lillard didn't want to come to the Bucks in the first place. He wanted to go to Miami, but his agent convinced him the Bucks gave him a better chance to win an NBA title. That didn't happen. He also had injury problems. He just signed a deal that returns him to Portland. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
When it comes to insurance, cutting costs can mean cutting corners. At Julie Karen State Farm, we offer affordable plans without compromising on protection and service you deserve. Don't settle for cheap. Get coverage that truly has your back right here at Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Having a local agent isn't just about getting a good deal. It's about having someone who knows you, your needs, and your community. With Julie Karen State Farm, we are your neighbors invested in the place we all call home.
Beep, beep. Time for a Town Taxi Triple Play commercial free. Ask how you can sponsor our free ride fun today at 647-3114.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short. My hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Splashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life like we didn't have no internet, but man, I never will forget the way the moonlight shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Catching walleye from the dock, watching the waves roll off the rocks. She'll forever hold a spot inside my soul. We'd blister in the sun, we couldn't wait for night to come to hit that sand and play some rock and roll. While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
change. Oh, how we thought those days would never end. Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I like to feel
and we were trying different things and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
It's a midsummer jam on the Town Taxi Triple Play from WRCO today. There's Wisconsin's own Chris Cruzy.
So we're right now, there's a cold beer popping on the top of a drop tailgate. And somewhere there's a boy and a girl on a dock watching the sunset fade. Trucks in the mud, boats in the water. Days get long and nights get hotter. It's what these dark day memories are made of. Summer love, summer dreams, summer sun, summer breeze. Summer sticking around, summer leaving town, drinking pines from tall palm trees. This time of year, we all sing along to a summer song. There's some northern girls getting oiled up in copper tone. And somewhere on a creek there's some southern boys got a little Hank Jr. on. Guitars strumming, bonfires crackling, Bacardi rolling, golf waves crashing. It never seems to last quite long enough. Summer love, summer dreams, summer sun, summer breeze. Summer sticking around, trading pines from tall palm trees. This time of year, we all sing along to a summer song. Summer new, summer old, summer ones that we all know. That year after year, we all sing.
Back, let's get back to it.
7, 8, 9, aw, girl, you a dime.
You're the shades that hide the rays. You're even cooler than my cooler when I'm chilling on the lake. Yeah, you finer than fine, you put the good in the time. You're the fireworks flying on the 4th of July, so come on. Turn it up, girl, you're turning me on. I wanna spin you like a record, yeah, forever long. You know I'm digging what you're doing, grooving just like you're grooving. Hit that way back, let's get back to it now. You and me, we're like a simple song, yeah, so damn easy to sing along. Oh, I don't need a guitar or a band, cause baby, you're my summer jam.
Town Taxi is running a special just for you.
Student punch cards for the pool.
Maybe the library or a summer job.
Or summer school.
It's pretty simple. 10 rides, $40. And you can receive an email or text confirmation when each ride is complete. So relax in peace this summer knowing your kiddos have safe, reliable, and local transportation for all their summer activities.
Find us on Facebook
at Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Or call 647-3114 today. Beep, beep.
Thank you for joining us today on a beautiful Monday, as, you know, beautiful as Mondays can be, right? We're back at it with a look at how you can win. We'll have a couple of chances for you to win today a little bit later on, but we have our trivia question of the day straight ahead this morning, and we look forward to bringing that your way as well. Headed towards some seasonal temperatures, but maybe some really heat and humidity temperatures, especially for Wednesday. And the thing with that is, not only is it kind of dangerous with the heat levels, but also there's always that possibility of some severe storms popping up, and we don't need those.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. In my old Chevy, I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah.
you never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
On WRCO Radio and Wranglers. 22 minutes before 9 o'clock. Here's another tough thing for me to wrap my head around. But 1 month from today will be the first night of high school football. And you say the summer's not going by quickly.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help. With rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
When it's time for new windows, look no further than the team at All American Do It Center. Anderson 400 Series are the clad wood windows more contractors trust for their own homes. Contractors love them because they're easy to install and are time-tested, and are the windows with fewer installation callbacks. Homeowners love their superior design with styles that bring their unique vision to life. Explore the beauty of Anderson windows today at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
It is good to be back with you today after a few days off. In fact, last week I actually was in the office a few times and did a little recording for the Saturday night program, but was not on the air. So technically, I was not gone the whole week last week. But good to be here live on the air with you today. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
TV trivia, we have the sub of the day for you if you know the correct answer to trivia today. What do Grandpa Amos McCoy, Dr. Kerry Weaver, John Locke, and Chester Good all have in common? Be specific here. What do Grandpa Amos McCoy, Dr. Kerry Weaver, John Locke, and Chester Good all have in common? 608-647-4155. That's the trivia hotline that can net you a sub.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Held everything for a moment. Wasn't I the king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. All would end, have missed the banging, but I'd have had to miss the dance. It's my life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
Garth Brooks and the Dance here on WRCL Radio. Well, we have solved the trivia puzzle today. What do Grandpa Amos McCoy, Dr. Kerry Weaver, John Locke, and Chester Good all have in common? All TV characters that walked with a limp. There you go. Congrats to Patty Bruja, who had some help, I believe that was. So, yeah, congratulations up Cazenovia way, where they had a beautiful weekend for the Cazenovia celebration and an awesome parade yesterday, and the fireworks and everything went real well. So, way to go, Patty. So, Dr. Kerry Weaver, played by Laura Innes, was a character with a disability that included a limp. Chester Good, of course, portrayal of Chester, Deputy Matt Dillon, including a noticeable limp that became a well-known part of the character. John Locke from Lost, he had a limp caused by a spinal injury in the significant part of the backstory of his past. And Grandpa Amos McCoy, played by Walter Brennan, and he always walked with a limp as well. So that goes along with me. I'm walking with a limp today. But nonetheless, congrats to Patty. A great win today from Subway in Richland Center. Keep listening for your chance to win.
Her daddy said, I'm gonna kill him. Mama's heart was about to break. Sarah sat on that couch a crying. 17 and 2 months late. Her daddy said, you're gonna ruin your life. He's no good and you're way too young. He started giving her all the options, but to Sarah there was only one. She loved that boy and he loved her. To rent. His mama gave him a old plaid sofa, a couple plates and a dinette set. Sarah worked at the beauty shop. Jimmy got a job laying bricks. They worked hard, but it was worth it. The first time they felt that baby kick, Jimmy said he could play for Tennessee. Interstate. They made it to the delivery room.
can't wait.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
National Night Out 2025 will be held at the Richland County Fairgrounds this year, Tuesday night, August 5th, from 5 to 8 p.m. National Night Out is an event that happens every year on the first Tuesday of August, promoting community partnerships with police, fire, and first responders. There will be a canine 5K and a chance to meet our area canine officers, Teddy, Lucy, Raven, and Aaron. We're going to have food, live music, bouncy houses, first responder vehicle demos, vendor booths for our local organizations, and fun for the whole family. And Town Taxi will provide transportation options for those who wish to attend, including a shuttle bus for small groups and our wheelchair accessible vans, giving anyone the opportunity to attend National Night Out 2025. For additional information, find the event on Facebook, check out the Richland Center Police Department, Richland Center Fire Department, EMS, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and for transportation arrangements, call Town Taxi, 647-3114. National Night Out 2025 at the Richland County Fairgrounds, August 5th, 5 to 8 p.m.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Now that the big, beautiful bill is passed, we have the time to see what's actually in it. Let's consider the tax cuts that some are telling us are great things for working families. In this bill, the after-tax income boost for the rich is more than twice that of many working families. Does that sound backwards to you? Does it sound like a fair deal for working families? Those making over $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of over $12,000, but it just keeps going steadily down from there. If you make less than $50,000, you'll be lucky to buy a couple weeks' groceries with your tax cut. What do you suppose the higher income earners are going to do with their tax cut? What could you do if that $12,000 tax cut was coming your way? All we asked for in this bill was a fair shake. We didn't get it. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
She does the laundry, she keeps him fed. When she was 21, she wore her mother's lace. She said forever with a smile upon her face. She does the carpool, she PTAs. Doctors and dentists. raising pay. Now she's in the typing pool at minimum wage.
Chapin Carpenter on FM 100.9, ABC News right around the bend, and Community Conversation on the morning show beginning a little after the news. Here's Brian Kelly.
She already got the Wranglers on, buck knife cut way above the knee. She already got the hang turned on, two-piece peeking out of mossy oak tee. I got the whittles down, she got me tied up in the cab of this cape I fix her up. Zipco next to the waiters. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready itty itty with some acres. Little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her pulling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it. Let her roots run wild and free, and wrap her up in my arms. Let her love all night on me. Play her something with a fiddle moon sitting in the middle, star shining like nickels. Yeah, put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready itty itty with some acres. Little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her pulling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the car. My baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Yeah, put her in the middle of some acres. Get her in a red clay field around 2 a.m. Guitar and a hickory fire. Pass it back and forth, some rolled in a paper. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Sipping on a favorite moonshine flavor. She about to blow a back 40 breaker. Yeah, cause my baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready any itty with some acres. A little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her pulling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of some acres, yeah.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Me. I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk again next hour on WRCO in studio with The Morning Show. News this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store in Spring Green featuring a